etc., etc. I am not able to remember it. All of you join it. And after that we will Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhur Bhuvasvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. With this fundamental class, I am starting the record of yoga. All of you saw this page I am showing to you, record of yoga 2, page 1371, Yoga Sadhana. All of you got it? The pages? Very good. And remember and remember again that this class, which a few people are hearing, should show it not only for those who are not today on the web, but also those who are your friends all around. That is what we have to run in great fast and haste. Because of the coming, only one time is there for year, for 2011, the 100-year centenary of Param Pujya Gurudev. Now, all of you see the first paragraph and 1, 2, 3 points there on the page. Number one, the proper course of the sadhana is just the opposite of the thing more people do, and you have also done. This is the first question and answer for you. Lakhs and lakhs of people, we don't know from how many yugas, many people used to do their sadhana as the first line of our yoga sadhana of Sri Aurobindo. The proper course of the sadhana is just the opposite of the thing most people do. I am repeating it, and you think you are understanding what I am trying to tell. I am not telling anything, I am just telling Sri Aurobindo, and then I will explain it. The proper course of the sadhana, any sadhana, and when I say sadhana, I am not only talking about you or Hindus, but I am telling of all spiritual angle of any religion or group of people. The proper course of the sadhana is just the opposite of the thing most people do. Repeat again and see that letter. The sadhana is just the opposite of the thing most people do. This is what first you will have to understand, that whatever until you heard about spiritualism, is exactly opposite. What you are doing is wrong. And here the small first two lines, and you have also done. What does it mean? All your sadhanas, what you have done till today, is opposite of what the gurus want. And when I say the two people, very clearly I am telling you, Sri Aurobindo and of course Param Pujya Gurudev. This is what you have to know first of all. Try to understand that concept, the thinking of your thinking must be completely changed. Again I am telling the first line, the proper course of the sadhana is just the opposite of the thing most people do, and you have also done. And you don't think that you know what you are doing. It is also exactly wrong what all the people are trying to tell. The first line you have understood, all of you. Again I am telling it. The proper course of the sadhana is just the opposite of the thing more people do, and you have also done. So the first question you should remember is, all the practices, whether you belong to any religion in the world, are wrong. This is the first thing you have to know. Because what is the field, what is the wrong way you are trying to do, has been given in the second paragraph. Anyone in the world till today learned, the people, I am reading the book, people begin with number one, body and prana. Then go to the second point, gone to the chitta and the manas, and finish up thirdly with the buddhi and the will. This is exactly what many practices, everywhere in the world since lakhs and lakhs of ages, are based on this process. They start number one with buddhi and the prana. You be very careful of what I am trying to tell you. The first sentence tells you that whatever sadhanas till today have been done were wrong. Our sadhana is exactly completely different from all other sadhanas of any in the world, since the so-called sadhana has been done lakhs and lakhs ago until now. The first line you have understood, try to understand it. And when I gain a question, you will be able to show it. The question is, what is Sri Aurobindo's first sentence says about your way of doing your present now doing sadhana? Again, remember the question, you have to send it in web or anywhere, whatever it is called. This is the question I am giving to you. The sadhana you are doing is opposite till you have done today. This is what you have to get the first answer and question also. Now, what is it that till today have done a sadhana? The sadhanas we generally do is based on three levels. Some people will be interested in prana and the prana. That is the first level. Be very clear of what I am trying to tell you. The first level of any sadhana is either body or in prana. And of course, our yogics call it the asanas for body and the prana for the pranayama practices. So this is the first level of people who do this. Either they will be doing the asanas or doing the pranas with pranayama. And now, by our Ramdev. So, the Ramdev is interested in both body and prana. Or, if you are very clear, it is asanas and pranayamas. And you have heard what a change it gives in your health. But till today, since those who are with me since more than 20 or 30 years are not at all doing the asanas or pranayamas. And Ramdev very clearly chose a challenge that if you know the pranas and the asanas, all your healths are confirmed. So that is your first foolish people who don't even know about the asanas and the pranayamas. But you have to learn it. So this is the first point I am giving an order that you have to do for your body, for asanas and for the pranas. It is a must for my group in Moria 1948. And those who are not interested to learn all these things, all of you can leave it now itself. First point. What you have to start your asanas and you have to start a pranayama. And naturally today I am not going to talk about it because when I get the real Moria 1948 classes, I will take those classes. So this is what Sri Aurobindo is telling, that you are today the people work with number one, body and pranayama. And I am giving you, you have to start your asanas and pranayamas both together later. Naturally you can't do it now, but I will give about 20 minutes only for you to do the body and prana, doing asanas and pranayamas. All of you are very clear of what I am talking about at the first point. All of you? All of you, when you say yes, all of you who are doing this, you have to do the practice. So the first point I am telling to you is, I am giving every day 20 minutes linked with asana and pranayama. You select what do you want. But for 20 minutes, whether you do 10 minutes for asanas and 10 minutes for prana, or in whatever ratio you do it. This is the first type I want is, every day you will do asanas plus pranayama only for 20 minutes only. Don't do more than that. It is an order. All of you got it again? But what Sri Aurobindo is telling, see the first sentence properly. Again I am repeating it. The proper course of the sadhana is just the opposite of the thing more people do. And you have also done. So he's correcting something, but I'm adding you to the practical tips. So the first point, 20 minutes, Tarasana then Pranayama. Now come to the second point. Go on to the Chitta and the Manas. This is what I want you to know. That is what you have to do. You have to the Chitta, and you should know the Manas. And then you should know how to make it ordered and developed and exercised for Chittas. And in the same way, you should have energies and other things for Manas. How are you ready for that? For Chitta and the Manas. That is the second point. Now I am coming to the other point, Chitta and Manas. Manas, all of you ready for the question? Ready for what I am going to tell all of you? Yeah. Now, have to know when you are utilizing your Manas, and you should know exactly where the Chitta is. You should have a very clear-cut differentiation between these two. Manas is a thought. Many people, when you say this sentence, you think I am giving something very simple. You don't know. I am saying your Manas gives you thoughts. Again I am telling, your mind or Manas is a vehicle, a instrument of thoughts. Again I am telling you, the Manas, the mana, the thought is a vehicle for thinking or thoughts. Manas is a vehicle for thoughts, and also your ability to think. This sentence has a very, very clear thing about Manas. Manas is a bowl, a vessel. It contains thoughts. And also, from this vessel of your thoughts, you can utilize your things utilizing the number of utensil in your mind to utilize your own thoughts or language or talking. All of you understood? You can just say yes, what I am trying to tell you. Mind is a vessel. The vessel helps you to utilize your things. And the think what you are thinking is because of the various thoughts that are sink in your vessel, in your utensil, in your dish. All of you got it? This is the Manas. It is the second point of the yoga sadhana. Read again. Go to the Chitta and the Manas. This is what I am trying to show you. All of you got it? And there, today, now I told you the Manas. Manas is a container, a utensil, a patra, patramu, of all your thoughts, and you from that vessel or from that patra contains whatever thought or speaking from the mixes present in the mind. Okay? That is manas. Be very clear about the manas. And so the my first question I am telling you, you have to give an answer. What is manas? You give the answer later. But I have given you very clearly that mind is a vessel. That is your own vessel. Your mind is your patra, utensil. A large number of thoughts. And whenever you talk or think about it, it gets it only from your utensil, or you can say the mana, manas. Now you understood what is manas? The manas is your container. It contains everything. And you utilize it as you want it. That is exactly what manas is. It may be anything. It may be about the gurus, or it may be a newspaper, you may take about a cricket match, or anything, and also positive and negative things. I don't this man. This is also because of the utensil of your mana, mind. I love someone, hate someone, everything. All your thoughts are the container of your mana, mind. It is just a container, that's all. It can't do more than that. So that is the mind. You have to be very clear the difference between mind and chitta. That's why, even though you think you know it, I am repeating it because you understand mind is the container of all your thoughts which you can think. And of course, you can think about it and you can use a language and use it with words. That is mind. Now, all of you, any questions about mind? If you have no questions, I will go for chitta. I want something.
It's clear.
All of you very clear? Okay. Now, understand chitta. You have a utensil of your thoughts, that is mind. Now from this group of various melmel combination of thoughts, one thought, all the thoughts are there, all mixed. They are not, there is any regular property in it. It is there. And whenever you want to try to remember it, you may get that mind and use it in your own language. I am talking about mind, the manas. Now try to understand chitta. The chitta is a number of thoughts, the large number of thoughts in your mind. There are certain thoughts who have become a habit turning towards character. Again I am telling, in your big ashaya, reservoir of thoughts, all of thoughts, what type of different types of thoughts in your mind, there are certain thoughts as a formula. So a thought, that is, from that point you have to learn, all of you. So a thought, comma, reap an action. Sow an action,
reap a habit.
Then sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. Action in the end becomes a destiny. Do you know what does it mean? Now you are doing an action and becoming a destiny. But if you can understand destiny, your action automatically becomes, your life changes. So all of you got it? This is the formula for the second point in yogic sadhana. Go to the chitta and the manas. So what the entire second line approach is, don't think about manas. You get chitta. Chitta gives you the destiny. So in the blue color sentences, reap a destiny, I am talking, is the chitta, and manas is your actions. Got the point? Action is thinking, destiny is chitta. All of you got it? The difference between manas and chitta? Chitta is your destiny. I am not talking about character. Chitta is your destiny. Whereas manas is your thoughts. This is the second point. So the body gives asanas. Prana gives you pranas for 20 minutes. And this jump of the second point, chitta and manas, you have to be very clear. What your action is because of your thoughts. And what, because of the thoughts, you are able to do and become a destiny is chitta. So from the first example I am trying to give you, that your manas, thoughts, are in a big receipt, a utensil, a big entering a container. In those various thoughts, if you are able to reap a destiny, and if you know how to utilize the destiny with you, I am not telling you about your actions or habits or character. I am talking about the destiny. That is also is in your receptacle of mind. So in the great vessel of mind, just like the pearl in the ocean, the destiny is there. You have to catch the destiny. That is the second point. Be very clear about it. Body, asanas, prana, pranayama, and then you know a great large numbers of manas, thinking, and in them there, here and there, 1, 2, 3 or 4 are the chitta. But that is not enough. From chitta, you should understand the third thing, buddhi and the will. Now understand this. Buddhi is different from manas and chitta. Chitta is completely engrossed thoughts who have become your very, 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 very deep hands. I'm not talking about habits, it is just a very simple thing. But from habit, you have read four questions. The thought reaps an action, and the action gives a habit, and the habit repeats the character, and the character reaps the destiny. Have very clear about it. A thought makes you an action. Repeat it againly, what I am telling you. When you do something, it is the thought which makes you to do the activity. Because even when I am moving a finger, naturally first the thought comes and then it acts. So a thought reacts to an action, and then what happens? A large number of actions reap to a habit, and now the habit gives you a character, and then the character gives you a destiny. So thought, action, habit, character, destiny. Remember very clearly, from manas to chitta, there are totally four steps. First, the thought. All of you in your page, understand it, underline it. First is thought. Give it number one. And then, all thoughts cannot be change it to action, only something very, very low. A number of thoughts, God only knows what thoughts you think. But only very, very, very few you are able to do an action. Action means a kriya. Movement of fingers or body. So thought, action. And now when you do the same action repeatedly, it becomes a habit. Third level, thought, action, second, third is habit. And the habit becomes a character, that is the fourth one. And once you have a character, you control the destiny. So these are the five, thought, action, habit, character, and destiny. These are the five steps. Of the second point I am talking about, the yogic sadhana, after pani and the prana, asana and pranayamas, you have the five ones, which lets you from manas to chitta. And the real yoga has to utilize the chitta into Buddha, the third one. That is why the entire yoga is called yoga chitta vritti nirodhana. So that's it, the third point. That is the real buddhi. And this buddhi, to develop it, a mantra has been given by Sri Ram Sharma Acharya. Om Bhur Bhuvasvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. This is Buddha. So if you want to know what Buddha is, you have just to read about 7 or 8 volumes of Vangmaya, then only you will know what Buddha is. That is what Sri Ram Sharma Acharya is talking about Buddha, Om Bhurbhava Tatsu Kurvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhyamehi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. And don't know the 6 or 7 volumes of Gayatri. So all these Gayatri, what Sri Ram Sharma Acharya has given in his Vaṅmay, it is talking about a man who knows his body, his pranas, his manas, and his chitta. These 4, 8 books. Volume 8 to 15. Now, you show me the third point. This is buddhi. So what is actually buddhi? You have a habit, you have a character, you have a thought, you want to do an action. All these, do you really want to do it or not? Even destiny can be changed by buddhi. So the third point, the buddhi, the Gayatri Mantra. And of course, in the end, the real will which is making you to be living in this body. It is the will. You know what is will? Your desires, strength. Your will gives you life. You are alive in a physical body because of the will. And do you know, to do will has a noun also, I think, in grammar. Will means when you get down, you give a written of documents. That is will. Vasiyat it is called. Telugu lo emantaro will telidu? Will nama. Adi kuda will ede. Anchata, your will can be changed by buddhi, not with manas, buddhi, adarsa. Now the third point, utilizing buddha, you go to the vilunama. That was the previous sadhanas. But the real course into start with the will and finish with the body. Now exactly what we have to do now? We are not starting with body. I have given there a blue color there, if you have it. You start with will and go into the body. That is the real reversion of all our sadhanas. Tomorrow I will tell you about it. Jai Gurudev.